You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. A first half ejection of San Antonio Spurs star Victor Wembanyama was a turning point in last night's 109-114 loss to the Minnesota Timberwolves in Game 4 of the NBA playoffs. Wembanyama was ejected for a flagrant foul. He launched an elbow into the neck of a Timberwolves player. Spurs coach Mitch Johnson says Wembanyama is a frequent target of opposing players' physicality.
Glad Naj Reid was okay and sounded like the call was warranted, but in terms of the game plan of every single team we've faced since that young man's been in the league and the physicality that people try to impose on him and the lack of protection is really disappointing. And at some level, it's starting to get actually disgusting.
Game 5 is Tuesday night at 7 p.m. at the Frost Bank Center. It'll be televised on NBC and streamed on Peacock. CPS Energy is testing a 2-year pilot program that's aimed at assisting data centers and other large electricity consumers to connect to the state power grid more efficiently. TPR's Jerry Clayton has more.
The program would bring natural gas to customers that bring their own generation, which experts say would reduce strain on the power grid during periods of peak demand. The effort comes as ERCOT is facing a surge in connection requests. The agency is forecasting a sharp rise in demand by 2030, driven in part by AI data centers and digital infrastructure. The pilot program has been opened to 15 customers, though none have begun participating as of yet. CPS has also begun charging large load customers engineering study fees of as much as $150,000 per grid connection point. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
The deadline is approaching to protest Bexar County property appraisals. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick has more.
The Bexar Central Appraisal District reports residents can still submit a protest even if they did not receive a notice of appraised value. The deadline for filing a protest is May 15th or 30 days after the date on your appraisal notice. Residents can use the property search menu option at bcad.org to view value information. Protests can be submitted at the same website or by mail, fax, or in person to the Bexar Central Appraisal Review Board at 411 North Frio. The tax management service, Ownwell, reports the 2025 median residential appraisal in Bexar County was around $274,000, unchanged from 2024. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
The Trump administration is conducting a review of Mexico's 53 consulates across the U.S., a move that could eventually lead to closures. Stefania Corpi has more.
Texas alone hosts 11 Mexican consulates, including in major cities such as Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio, as well as border cities including El Paso, McAllen, and Brownsville. U.S. officials said the review is part of President Trump's broader America First foreign policy agenda, though they did not explain why the consulates are being examined. The announcement comes amid growing pressure on Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum over recent security controversies, including the death of two CIA officers following an anti-narcotics operation and U.S. indictments against officials tied to her political party on drug trafficking charges. Trump recently warned that, quote-unquote, if Mexico doesn't act, we will. I'm Stefania Corpi in Mexico City.
The driverless transportation company Waymo is expected to resume services in San Antonio this week. Operations were paused after an incident on April 20th when a Waymo vehicle was swept up in a flood and washed into Salado Creek. That was 2 weeks after another incident in which one of the autonomous vehicles was overcome by floodwater near McCullough Avenue and Contour Drive. Both cars were unoccupied. No one was injured in either incident. The service pause is the longest to date for the company, as they promise to review their operations and flood monitoring and mitigations. You're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.